Welcome to Center Ice, the Hockey Alberta podcast, the home of all things hockey in this great province. Now, here's your host, Troy Dorrell.
Hey, it's Troy Dorrell, and welcome to another episode of Center Ice, the Hockey Alberta podcast. We have a very special guest joining us for this month's edition, as I am thrilled to welcome Lisa Vlueswijk, maybe better known as Lisa Longball, to the podcast. Being an eight-time Canadian long drive national champion is one of her many accomplishments, as she's also a peak performance keynote speaker, golf celebrity, and brand ambassador. On top of those titles, she's also breaking down barriers as the only female director on the Hockey Alberta Foundation Board, and maybe most importantly, she is a proud hockey mom. Lisa, thank you so much for being on Center Ice, the Hockey Alberta podcast.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
Absolutely. I'm very thrilled to have you on. I just wanted to start this off before we kind of get into the nitty-gritty of the interview. You mentioned that you were just in Arizona for your conducting your golf school. Just kind of how did that go?
Oh, absolutely awesome. So I run women's golf schools all across North America, but I have to tell you, going to Phoenix, green grass, birds chirping. And then, of course, I'm a born and raised Albertan, so I come home to this snow. I'm used to it, but even after the first day of spring, it still kind of gets you a little.
Absolutely. And the Alberta, of course, being where it is, it's obviously, you know, plus 14 one day, minus 11 in snow the next, plus 5 and sunny again the following day. You never know what you're going to get. But
absolutely.
For sure. Now, obviously, we are here to talk about the hockey side of your life. As I mentioned in the introduction, that you're on the Hockey Alberta Foundation Board. Just for those who maybe don't know what that all entails, can you kind of go a little bit into detail as to kind of what you do on the board?
Absolutely. The whole purpose of our foundation is, our mantra is every kid, every community. So our purpose is to raise funds so that there is no child in Alberta who would like to play hockey that isn't given the opportunity. We also believe very strongly in offering opportunities that if you don't even know about hockey or want to give it a try, for instance, for new Canadians, we've got phenomenal women's programs. And so we create grants. So we offer grants that we give out to communities all across Alberta so then children can participate. We want children to try hockey, enjoy hockey, because it truly is part of the Canadian fabric.
For sure. And I just wanted to know, kind of, how did you originally get involved with the foundation and where did that interest come from?
Yes, actually. So one of the board members, Graham McLaughlin, had put my name forward to the board and said, you know, I think Lisa would be great at this. And what's interesting is, I would say the majority, if not all of the board members, have deep hockey backgrounds. So they almost all of the, I believe all of them have played hockey to a very high level, are still involved in hockey to this day. But so I'm the only non-hockey player on the board. But so I might not be able to skate backwards, but what I do have is, especially with my background being a golf entertainer, working with corporate charity golf tournaments all across North America, I know how to raise money. So, and that's what we need. This foundation needed something to raise money. And the whole reason I do it is that, as a mom, I have seen what a gift hockey has been in my son's life. And I want every child in Alberta to have that opportunity. So that's why I volunteer to be able to allow that opportunity for any child that would like it.
You're obviously a trailblazer for women in a bunch of aspects, which would include being the only woman on the foundation board. Just how unique is it for you to be able to hold that title and continue to break down these barriers for other women and show that they're able to do what you're able to do?
Well, you know, it was very helpful being in the golf world, because golf has typically been a more of a male dominated profession. So I was able to cut my teeth a little bit there. And as you said, try to be that trailblazer. And when I went out there, the thing I noticed mostly in golf is that I'd say 75 to 80% of the attendees at most corporate and charity tournaments were men. So I had this big passion of wanting to get more women into the game. And then that comes over to the hockey world. When you look at the hockey world, at many of the boards or at the upper levels of decision-making, it's male-dominated, yet women have such a strong voice. We've been there, we've seen it, we've been part of it. So I want to encourage other women to step up, to volunteer, to give back to the hockey community that has brought so much joy to their families as well, too. So I'm thrilled to be on it. And every single board member with the Hockey Alberta Foundation has been so warm, so welcoming for me. And so I strongly encourage other women to step into that role, because I'm thrilled that I have done that.
So you mentioned that there's a lot of areas that are predominantly male. Just what in your mind do you think needs to happen in order to maybe usher in some more females into those prominent roles, whether it be in sports or just kind of life in general?
Well, I think that, the welcome, like for instance, for in my case, it was a fellow board member that saw everything that I was currently doing in the community and how I give back of my time to raise money for charities and whether that be at corporate charity golf tournaments or helping out with lessons or donations or whatever aspect that may be. So sometimes it's the ask. So if there are people that are currently in those roles that would like to see more of that diversity, on the board, because again, we do come from different perspectives. And so having the different ideas, different opinions, I think just makes it stronger. So to make those changes, I think number one, we need to have the ask. So to feel welcome, to feel invited. But then it also falls on the shoulders of women to start saying, I want to get involved. How do I get involved? That we start asking those questions ourselves and that we reach out to areas that we're interested in participating. We can't just sit back and wait for the invitation. The invitation is always great, but we also as women need to say, hey, I'd love to be part of this. What is the process? What do I need to do?
You mentioned your son there, Luke. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask about him. 17-year-old defenseman. He's played for Team Alberta, is currently playing with that age and also the Red Deer Rebels. Just you're a high level athlete. He's a high level athlete. Just what's the dynamic between the two of you? Are you always competing with one another just on a consistent basis?
Well, luckily I can still outdrive him and outscore him in golf, but I don't think that's for long. Wake surfing. I was a better wake surfer, but he's better than me now. And he's definitely a better hockey player. He can definitely go bar down far better than I can. But what's really cool is that what I'm proud of as a female athlete is that my son, Luke, ever since he was a little boy, he's always seen women as athletes. He's seen he compete at the World Long Drive Championships and Canadian Championships and win those titles. And so it's so cool because he's like, yeah, of course women are athletes. And so I'm proud of that. I'm proud that he sees both men and women as athletes because we've grown up that way. And actually, when he was at the Canada Winter Games last year and on Team Alberta, he was so proud to be on Team Alberta. They actually did a really cool article in the National Post where they talked about high-level athlete parents and then their kids. And so Luke said that he felt that I was an inspiration to him and that he has seen my work ethic and then what it takes to compete at a world-class level. And that has helped him. So for me, my heart just, exploded, when you hear something like that, because truly as a parent, if you could pass that along, if you could pass on that work ethic and what it is you need to do to get to the next level, you've done your job.
So, and that was actually going to be my next question was about that article and just how Luke talked about how he emulated you in training and that your advice had really helped just for kind of what he was doing, even though they're different sports, right? And I guess you kind of mentioned it a little bit there, but I'll ask it again. Just what does it mean to you to hear that from your son? Obviously, he's kind of in that phase now where hanging out with parents and stuff isn't really that cool. So what's it like for you to know that even though he's getting into kind of those years that you and him still have a really close relationship?
Oh, I have to tell you, it means the world because we have a very close-knit family. Luke is our only child. So we were just kind of lucky enough to, we were hoping for a bigger family, but we just got blessed with one, just one big one. He's almost 6'5" at 17. But, it's so cool because, to know that what I have done and what he has watched me do, and then when I encourage him to do, he sees what the hard work. I'd had the opportunity to come second in the world twice. And so he sees, what that takes for training and working out and hitting balls and not taking days off when you need to just grind. And so when he said that in the article that, because it's funny, there's things that I didn't even know he realized or that he was watching when I was just doing it, that he was just a bit being a sponge there. So I thought that was really cool. And I'm excited to see for him, where he's gone and how hard he's worked with it. And as you said, he's thrilled to be up with the Red Deer Rebels right now. So he was playing this past weekend in Red Deer and Edmonton, and then they're heading to playoffs. So he's off this weekend. Hopefully he'll be lacing them up in the playoffs and gets Medicine Hat.
A lot of people know you as Lisa Longball, as the golfer. Just for you, how much do you enjoy being Lisa the hockey mom?
Oh, you know what? To be honest with you, I love being Lisa the hockey mom. But people think because I'm more of an extrovert and they think, oh, you must be that mom in the stands with the cowbell and whoop, That's not me at all. I'm the mom in the stands that's clap, clap, clap on the first goal. And if we're ahead by more than two goals, I'm probably not even clapping anymore. So it's funny. I'm a quiet hockey mom in the stands, but super supportive. You know, this past year, my son, he had played in the AEHL with the Calgary Buffaloes and the Bisons before that, and Bow Valley Hockey. So always been the minor hockey. And then this year he was traveling more with Edge. So I didn't miss a tournament. So my husband and I went to Regina and Winnipeg and Victoria. And because as a hockey mom, I want to be there. I don't want to miss any of that. And it goes so quickly. So as a hockey mom, what my rule, be supportive, be there. Cheer him on. And then when he's done, tell him what a great job he's done. And if he wants me to be a sounding board on a competitive side, I'm happy to do that. But more just be there as a good cheerleader. And to be honest with you, that hockey mom role to me is more important than my athlete role. Because just when you watch your children succeed and when you watch your children go for their own dreams, there's nothing more fulfilling.
Absolutely. But you do got to admit, though, when he scored the gold medal goal for Edge, you probably were that hockey parent that was upstanding, cheering and doing all that stuff, right?
Well, you know what? Hey, when a defenseman scores, you know, a 3-on-3 OT, because my son is such a big guy. He's not known for, you know, being the quick, fast guy with the really great hands. So when he scored, first of all, he had an incredible pass from Cruz Pavillo, his teammate, which, as you know, no goal gets scored sometimes without those incredible passes. And so he had this incredible pass. And when he scored that, I couldn't believe it. I'm like, hey, that's my kid. But there was some cheering. There was definitely some cheering on that, on the golden goal, for sure, on the golden goal there. Yeah.
Awesome. That's really cool to hear. Yeah. And I'm sure just obviously, as you mentioned with Luke, good luck to him, obviously, this weekend with Red Deer. That's really cool that he's playing. I'm actually going to be in Medicine Hat for a family reunion. So, and I used to work for the Tigers. So I was thinking I was going to go down there for one of the two games. So we'll hopefully, fingers crossed, that he's in the lineup.
I'll keep an eye out for you down there, right? We got to get a nice Alberta team. Let's get the Alberta team going. And of course, we have five WHL teams in Alberta. So super lucky to have so much great talent here in Alberta.
Absolutely. Now, Lisa, the last question I kind of want to end this off with, and pardon me, it's a bit of a long-winded question. Just, there's been a lot of discussion over the years, specifically in hockey, about parents pushing their kids too hard and trying to make them become the next NHL star. Just based on that Canadian Press story and kind of hearing you talk about him and reading what Luke has said about you, you guys have a really solid relationship in terms of helping to push each other get to that next level, but because you both want to do it. Just what advice would you have for other parents of kids who are beginning their sporting journey on how to handle kind of when to push them and when to just let them sit back and have fun?
That is such a great question. And I feel like I'm in the position to share that because so many parents would, you know, how exciting to have your child, you know, be a first round draft pick in the WHL and then actually go play, you know, so exciting. So my advice, number one, be there as a cheerleader. Your role is to be there as a cheerleader, to cheer your kid on. You are not there to tear their kids down, to tear the coaching staff, the referees down. Your only job is to be a great cheerleader. And that's why I love all the respected sports programming and videos that parents are asked to do, because it is really important. Even when my sister's son was playing in the provincial championships this past weekend in Delver, and I loved the sign that was sitting on the stands that said, hey, if you don't like the call, stop yelling at the ref, put your skates on and go take the class. And I love that because we need to keep hockey positive. If I was also to give any other piece of advice, especially when kids are younger and even as they grow older, get into as many sports as possible. My son played soccer. He played baseball. They won a city championships in junior high, in volleyball, in basketball. He did track and field, wake surfing, golfing. I think when your child is a multi-sport athlete, even if you have your one goal and aspiration is to be at the highest level in hockey, I promise you, being a multi-sport athlete will make you a better hockey player. Wayne Gretzky was a huge proponent of that as well. So the two biggest pieces of advice for parents out there, be there to be positive, cheer them on, support them, you know, and then also just get them in as many sports as possible that they, because being that multi-sport athlete will also prevent injury because your body's now using different movement patterns in different sports versus just doing all your hockey, spring hockey, summer hockey, hockey. Again, that's where injuries can also come in. It also doesn't give the kids a break. And then it also doesn't develop those different movement patterns. So again, if you want your child, or if you're looking at trying to get it to that elite level, having them in all those sports, but most importantly, be positive, be there to support. And then sure, offer those opportunities for training and development when they want. If you're ever pushing your kid to go, that's not when you should be going.
Thank you very much. This was an awesome interview. That was a really good answer. And thank you for taking time out of your day to do this. I really appreciate it.
You're most welcome. And again, I just think we're so lucky to live in this beautiful province. And I'm super proud to be on the Hockey Alberta Foundation board. Every kid, every community.
We're really lucky to have you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Center Ice, the Hockey Alberta podcast. For this episode and more, head to hockeyalberta.ca. If there's a topic you'd like covered on an upcoming episode, please send an email to info@hockeyalberta.ca.